Well, I guess we about ready. You about ready? Good to be here. Give it up for Tillock for coming on. It's Miss Shamika Cobra.
Drink your dirty water no more. drinking no more.
Thank you. hot as hell in here. No, maybe it's the lights. No, actually I am extremely hormonal, that's what that is. You know, I wanna do this next song for you guys. It's an old song, but I feel like doing it. I'm going back like 12 years, if that's all right with y'all. This song is called Salt in My Wound. called Never Going Back. And on that album, I do a song called I Was Born a Penny and I Don't Want to Be No Dime. Now, I love this song so much because, you know, it's really hard being anyone growing up in America and trying to be happy with yourself, you know, because they spew all those skinny bitches on the magazine cover. All airbrushed up and looking all fake with the fake titties and all that stuff. And you think that that's what you're supposed to look like. You know, it confuses the hell. So meanwhile, I got a 12-year-old niece who has no fat on her body at all. And she's like, oh my God, auntie, I need to go on a diet. And I'm like, what kind of fragonacco bullshit is this? So I wanted to write this song for all the young girls so that they can feel good. You are beautiful no matter what you are. Took me a long time to get to this point. I just turned 30 and now I just don't care about that crap anymore. I don't care. So we're gonna do this song for you. It's called I Was Born a Penny. My latest album, y'all, is called Never Going Back. And I took it from a title off of one of the songs. And that song is called Never Going Back to Memphis. Now, this song is all about the story about why I won't be going back to Memphis. Now, y'all can go. That's all right. But I got reasons for not going back. And they are all in this song, so we're going to do it for you. Is that all right? I'm there. Now, my grandma Jessie was a saved woman. She took me to church about 17 days a week. And when I went to this church, now trust me, they don't do church down south the way we do it up north. It's very different. So I used to go to church with my grandma, and I used to get scared because when people got the Holy Ghost, wigs would come off, false teeth would come out of people's mouth. And they'd be jumping up and down, speaking in tongues and all kinds of stuff. Now, I didn't know what the hell this was. Got a little bit older, figured it out, and I thought to myself, self, I guess this is all right. But I never forget the times in my grandma's church. So what I want to try to do is take y'all back to my grandma Jessie's church. Y'all don't sound too enthusiastic about this. Sound enthusiastic, but then when I start talking about church, some of y'all think y'all hair might catch fire or something. Don't worry, it's not gonna happen. If I'm not on fire, nobody else will be. So we're going back to Grandma. I need y'all to put your hands together with me like this. Come on, Portland. We're going to church. Cause that life you've been living isn't going anywhere. Stand up and testify. Stand up and testify. for my band, y'all. Give it up for Kevin Jenkins on that beat. Rod Gross on the drums. Jeremy Bell on the keyboards. And Arthur Nielsen on the guitar. We're going to do this song and dedicate it to a friend of mine that I just lost not too long ago. I loved her. And she was the undisputed queen of the blues. Miss Coco Taylor. We gonna do this one for her.
Thank you.
ready to rock and roll.